It's Around the Lunch Table.
It's your boys, Jay and Z.
Let's get rowdy up in here.
Like.
She said, I got two tickets to Iron Maiden, baby. Come with me Friday, don't say maybe. I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby, like you.
You ever heard that song?
No, but you can hit those high notes.
That's what he does, isn't it?
That's good. I'm just saying, good impression. Love it. Wow.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, you got some talents. Give me that.
Dude, you know what I was thinking about today? Have you ever, had some, people that you were texting, whether it was commenting on a post saying happy birthday, and it's like someone you know, and it's like a dude, so like a masculine way. You ever run out of ways to say happy birthday?
Yeah.
Because I was trying to, and I was like, wait, I always say happy birthday, bro.
I saw this
happy birthday, big dog.
I saw this one tweet. It was what did the guy say? He was like, cakes and candles, my dog.
Yeah. Dude, what I landed on was many balloons, big dog, many balloons.
Many balloons. How do dudes even say that?
You know what I'm saying?
Can you imagine if we had that social shit where we have to comment on every dude's post?
But the thing is, we don't give a fuck. We don't care.
I know.
I'm
saying I'm glad we don't have that.
Oh, me too.
How did that start? Where every girl's just like, oh, my friend that's a girl posted something. So I have to be like, you look so fire, baby, gorgeous. Yeah, that guy isn't shit. You're so much better. And it's like, when did that start?
I don't know.
They all do it. Which I respect.
It's like some support thing or whatever. Dudes just don't need it. They don't care that much. So
it's like a fire emoji.
I mean, I don't give a fuck.
It's like hot.
if anything, dudes at one point, if they even did that, was like, dude, you look fucking stupid in this picture.
Yeah, like posting a selfie or something.
Yeah, I think the last selfie I posted was in
high school,
2011 or 2012, and I was fucking flamed at the lunch table. Never did it again. Never did it again.
Was that when you had that dyed hair? I kind of liked that. Dude, would you ever dye your hair again? I kind of liked it.
I think I was 13.
Yeah. You kind of liked it, though. You rocked it for a while.
I did. Well, it's because it was in my roots, and I couldn't get it out. Because it was it was called Sun In. It was a spray to get your hair blonde. But the thing is, my hair color was not meant for the spray.
A little.
And so it made it a strawberry blonde almost.
You got to admit.
And I was stuck with it for a while.
You did some retouches, though. Come on.
No.
That was there for years.
I never did retouches.
I thought you were going for the Wiz Khalifa, thing.
No, it was.
You were a big Wiz fan. We all were.
It was
we all
spray.
Were.
Yeah, it
dude,
was
what a time, dude. That little fucking...
Pretty versatile rapper.
It was that guy off Guardians of the Galaxy who has the little spike thing, in his head. That's kind of what Wiz had going back. It was cool.
Oh,
I don't know
his
name. Blue guy.
Danu.
Who is kind of his dad, but wasn't.
Yeah.
It's like, we're pirates. So it's like, what do you do?
I can't.
Yeah, how do you afford the ship?
Showed all his teeth.
Yeah. I don't know how you pay the bills here. Who's paying?
They're pirates. They steal shit.
Never saw him do it once, but
I think that's the whole premise of it.
I can't believe they got Sylvester Stallone in that to be like, you're not a ranger. What the fuck was it?
Wait, he's in that?
Yeah, or what was it? What was the name of the faction he wanted to be a part of?
I have no idea. I don't remember.
It wasn't a ranger. It was the claws or whatever. Or what the fuck was it?
I don't know.
I actually need
Yanu. It was Yanu, I think, or something.
Dude,
his fucking arrow was dope, though.
Dude, that thing was elite galaxy.
Shit was OP.
Soldier gang. What the fuck was it called? The Saccharin Mercenaries. No, what the fuck was the thing? Ravagers. Yeah, you're not a Ravager. You're never. That sounds like fucking. What does that just sound like? Not. Still Sylvester.
I don't.
Sylvester. What is kind of a stupid name?
I don't think I could ever be scared of a guy named Sylvester.
Yeah, you call him Sly.
That's why he doesn't go by Sylvester. Hey, yeah. Sylvester, can you pick up your dishes?
Yeah. You're not a ravager.
Fuck it. Was that Sylvester the cat?
Yeah. Or he was a skunk, right? Or no, was it
that cat? Was Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe Le Pew. Monsieur Le Pew.
You are hiding enemies of the state, are you not? You want to start it?
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Slapdicks. We're on the last episode.
148.
Episode 141. Let's start with our sponsors, okay? Listen up and listen good. Start with Aperture Oceans, bringing ideas and ads
to life.
And also want to shout out Liv Stallion, a wellness fitness page started by ATLT's own Brandon Boniato. Streams, ? Brandon spelled the usual way, Boniato, B-A-T-T-I-A-T-O. I'm sure that in the lucrative business he sits, you will find a website and you will find products dramatically overpriced. Yeah, James, take it away.
Surprised you didn't shout out Puppy Biometrics, but
I took it easy on that. I don't want to get cease and desist.
Yeah. Also, if you're looking for Brandon, he does have another page. I believe it's Andreas. What is it? Andreas something.
I don't know.
The midget guy.
Oh, I don't know exactly. Oh, yeah. I just check up on his profile. Send it in the group.
Got moles. If you have moles in the Puget Sound area, servicing northern Seattle to southern Tacoma, they're your premier mole exterminator, providing chemical Atlas Aeration, making your lawn look like our pubes, which are looking fantastic as always. Patreon, patreon.com/ATLT. Yeah, thank you to Josh for the tier 3 25 beans a month.
Yeah, thanks, Josh. Well, I thought we'd start off by talking about slavery. I'm just kidding.
So, Josh, buckle in. Hopefully you're... Yeah.
No, but there was something I wanted to bring up. So, for one, I know we've talked about this actually in the recent episodes many times. Mm-hmm. I just saw a video about this, and I want to revisit it just briefly and then move on. Mm-hmm. We were talking about before...
A brief little expose.
Yeah, a dollop. If you will,
a
dollop of politics.
Oh, politics.
When we were talking about how all their salaries, all these guys are insider trading.
Should we put on the conspiracy hats?
This isn't a conspiracy. This is a fact. Oh. I'm saying, obviously, all these guys are insider trading. Everyone knows that. And they're all making all these millions. And I was watching this video, and someone was saying about, this guy was talking about how great Barack Obama was, how blah, blah, blah. He just did so many great things, couldn't name one thing. And then this guy did this video about it. He's like, do you know what Barack Obama's net worth was going in the White House? It was about $1.3 million altogether, which isn't out of the question for someone who's about to run for president of the United States. Mm-hmm. He's made his way through politics. Yeah. By the end of his tenure, he had $70 million. And the president of the United States makes about $400K a year. And so it's
crazy.
This guy was talking, but he's like, every single person who sits in one of those seats, the Senate, whatever, all of them have decent salary for a normal person. You're like, oh, I'll make $100K a year, $150K. That's very good. That's a very good job. And all of them are worth millions and millions of dollars. And it's fucking crazy because it's happening right in front of us. No one cares.
No one gives a shit.
I watched a video about it. I just didn't know that. Like, I just saw Barack Obama had like $1.3 million. By the time he's gone, he's worth $70 million.
I don't know. How
it's fucking insane.
How is that just not like, duh? Like...
Because you could just do whatever the fuck they want because they're in power. It doesn't fucking matter.
The thing, you got to admit, like, I would love to know the shit they're, like, investing on. Like, it's probably, like, you know, Johnson & Johnson's going to make some fucking new baby oil. And they're like, yeah, the stock's going to go up.
No, but think about this. All these families and these billion-dollar corporations, what do they all have in common? They're powerful people, and they want access to top dogs in government. And what happens when they, okay, if they want to do favors for them, so then they do favors for them. So it's like, oh, hey. What, I don't know what causes stocks to drop. Hey, the founder is about to pass away. We want to give you a heads up because there's going to be a dip. You should buy now because then afterwards it's going to go. I don't know. All these things is just...
Who's giving it? They just take advantage of it. There's some guy who's just like that dude, just the liaison that's like, hey, do this. And then he's somehow paid.
It doesn't fucking make sense. So anyways, we can move on. I just wanted to express
what I want to know is how is it funneled in? Like, it's obviously not just like, you know, like if you and I were going to like trade a stock, you know, into your date of birth and then like, oh, verify your ID. Here's my ID, you know? We're not doing that. There's fucking LLCs that own LLCs who own fucking whatever. Like, dude, there's so much shit. But
they,
you know what?
And they haven't paid taxes in fucking 30 years. It's just like...
Who's that accountant?
Yeah, probably.
It's probably who Alex has.
Yeah. Maybe. I'll tell you what. It's a more prestigious firm than H&R Block. So I will
more
say.
Secretive, probably.
Yeah, probably one that's not even listed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just some fucking dude in a shack, dude, but he's like the best. He's been around forever.
Yeah.
Still does things with like fucking, you know, punch holes and stuff.
Yeah. Like they say in Narcos, expensive, but the best.
I love that.
Just expensive, but the best. Because Pablo only hires the best.
Only the best. Oh, I got something.
Okay.
So there's this. Now, I don't know if this is
what
just.
What I've been told.
I don't know. What
Where'd that come from? The army. The army.
Oh, I remember doing it like Little League chants.
I don't know what I've been told.
Remember when you have to get off the fucking floats? There was like the Little League parade and you have to like get on a float for your team. It's like, we are the Mariners, the mighty, mighty Mariners.
I never got on a float.
Oh, yeah.
Like a fucking Macy's parade?
Yeah, you do the Little League.
Nah, we never did that. We weren't.
Cal Ripken?
Yeah, we weren't homosexuals.
I'm just saying that's just what you did.
No, we never did
floats. I'm saying when you're like 6 years old.
No, never did floats, dude.
You probably just didn't go.
I never did floats.
You'd have to put the fucking glitter on and the little confetti.
When you have the fucking jerseys on, you know who's who. You know, obviously, these guys are the Orioles. It was fucking orange and black. Okay, yeah. It says Orioles on the shirt. Okay. You know, one hand leads to another. And then, oh,
what
these
were the random at? I hated it when they pulled fucking teams out of, like, single A. And it's like, we're the Threshers. And it's like, fuck that. I don't want to be a... Who is this?
There's single A and fucking Little League?
No, I'm saying when they pull the names of the teams. Like 1 year it would be like, oh, you know, you are, because I remember being the Mariners or you'd be the Orioles. Or like, you were named after a professional team. And then like the next year it's like, okay, we're going to dip into the AAA names. It's like, you are the mighty Threshers. And I'm like, I don't want to be a fucking Thresher. I want to be.
I don't know. We never did that.
Oh. You and I had very different Little League experiences.
Different funding.
Yeah. It was a different bracket.
Different funding.
I always wondered, those fucking coaches, it's like you guys are here every weekend and like your kid's not even playing. Like, what are you...
Well, is that a test for their love for the game?
But they were always pissed.
I remember one coach I had, he was an accountant and he was like a sleazy like gambling addict and he was in debt. And he was always he was always coaching us, having a great time.
He walked up to the mound, Z, you really got to strike this guy out for me.
He's like, hey, he's like, I got my mortgage payment on this game. You will strike this kid out.
I'm doing a 3-1 with the other dads over there, please.
Yeah, but he was like, he was some fucking nicest guy in the world, though, I thought, at least at the time. Yeah. I mean, he was a friend of my
Until they get social media and don't know how to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Adults who don't know that like a retweet means it's like showing
that
up.
That was
on
like
your
that
page.
Coach. I used to have a coach.
That's what I was talking about.
Oh yeah.
Just straight up porn.
Well, he didn't realize that retweeting puts it on your fucking feed.
And he probably lost the password. And now it's just his profile picture with
that. And now anyone that looks up it just sees a fucking foursome fuck.
Was it a foursome?
It was like a foursome. Like I think it was all girls.
Okay, that's better.
And it's better.
I'm kidding.
Dude,
I don't
teaches
fucking
children.
No, I'm just saying for the circumstances. I mean, at least you don't got to see cocks on.
Yeah,
the
so the parents go. The parents go on. The dad's like,
well,
it is.
Well,
not bad.
We know he's into women.
Not bad.
He's teaching the sons. We know he's into women.
True, that's true.
It was all dudes.
I think it was like I don't remember honestly, but I remember sending it to some of my ex teammates, and I was like, dude, I'm like, you will not believe what's on Coach Blank's.
I think it's good that you didn't remember. I imagine if you're like, oh yeah, it was petite teen and fucking stepdad. Like,
I don't know, but it was the women looked around that genre.
No,
yeah.
Oh, come on, man.
Slave to the game.
I guess.
Slave to the game.
You said we were going to talk about slaves. Here we are.
Oh, I guess we did.
Slave to the game.
I guess we did.
This actually ties in perfectly to what I was going to originally talk about. So there's this thing going on. I don't know if it's new or we're getting older, whatever it is. People are reading more, you know, or like people are, or like girls are like really into books and shit.
I think people have always read.
No, but I'm saying like, I think in your older 20s, I've just noticed that girls are reading more. Like it's always like, yeah, we're partying. It's like, now I just want to like sit and like read a book. It's just, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, because, well, I know why, but I'm not going to say why, but.
So I was scrolling through fucking Twitter today. And I've actually had this confirmed by a woman. So like, I always thought like, you know, it's like, what were they called? Like smut books or something, or
I don't know.
So
I don't know much about the field.
So this tweet, it's this girl going like this. She's like, you can't read that book. It's inappropriate. Like, I just figured it's like, oh, they fall in love and there's like kissing.
No, it's detailed fuck things. So then they can sit there and fantasize about it.
Here is an excerpt from the page.
It makes me feel like they're watchers. Like they're watch. That's
oh, that, we're going to get
that. That is God, the mic was going. That is okay. Listen, I don't care. I'm sorry. I'm not accusing anybody. That is the equivalent. Like, just without actually being there, you're like watching because you're enjoying just like picturing another scenario.
That's what porn is too.
I know, but watchers are different than people.
I feel like, I don't know if I agree with that. I feel like
people who watch porn, they picture themselves in it.
Maybe
that
I think
it's them picturing the scene and then being like,
I think
they're
picturing themselves in it. I mean, okay.
No, because there's no visuals.
Well, that's why it's up to the imagination, which is interesting.
No, that's not as fun.
Okay, well, see if you can imagine yourself in this.
I'm a visual guy.
It feels better than good. It feels fucking fantastic. Everything is heightened with Callie. The feel of her soft skin, the taste of malt on her tongue. The sight of her unraveling as her orgasm closes in. The little noises she makes that stroke both my ego and my cock. The intensifying smell of her arousal as more of it seeps into the suction we've made.
Why would you want to read other people's sexts? That's what that basically is to me.
Well, so where I'm going with this, okay, I'm going to read one more paragraph. Such a good girl with the way you're squeezing me, letting me abuse this perfect
this
C word of yours.
This is fucking weird.
The best girl. I praise feeling my dick spasm as the coil of my abdomen begins to stretch. Take what you need from me, Spitfire. Take whatever the fuck you need. And it goes on. So I'm not against it. The only thing I'm curious about is...
I'm disturbed.
Is it... So like, say you're sitting next to... Your girl is reading that. It's totally fine. You can do whatever the fuck you want. But like, yeah. If you're around like company, is that the equivalent? Like, are you getting, I just want to ask the women out there because I don't fucking know. So like, you're sitting there on the couch like, oh, I'm just reading a book. Like, are you getting all like fucking like fucking.
They're getting their rocks off a little bit in their head. And maybe that's part of the danger. It's like, oh, but I'm in a public place and I shouldn't be reading this. I shouldn't be this turned on, but I am.
I get that. That's hot.
Yeah, you get that? You relate to that?
No, I'm saying like.
I can see you reading one of those books.
I don't read.
You've told me you do read.
On occasion, but I'm not going to like go out of my way to read that.
We should start a book club and start with those.
Should we?
Not those. Oh. That'd be fun.
Yeah, sure. Let's do it. No, but I'm saying like, okay, so is that...
Chapter one, Billy Boof's Many Dicks.
Well, I think it's the buildup. And I think it's actually a very smart thing because the girls are like, when are they going to fuck? When are they going to fuck? And then it's like the last six pages, it's like, oh, and then it's just fucking going nuts and, you know, his cock and his abs and... All this shit. It's like, yeah. And she's pinned on the bathroom counter and whatever the fuck. Here's the thing, though. So when people are around, is it the equivalent? Like, if I were to just pull out my phone and watch porn?
No, not the equivalent. Not the equivalent. That would be like, porn is the pros, right?
Mm-hmm.
This book reading would be double, triple A, maybe.
But in this scenario, I'm not, like, letting anyone know I'm watching porn. I'm in the corner of the couch watching it.
You're still on the screen, having it playing, the action's taking place in your hands. You're literally, you're staring down. Your words on a page is a lot more discreet. It's a lot more cryptic. You don't really know. Mm-hmm. You're just reading a book. That's why it's a little bit below. And I think that it's sneakier and it has a different effect than if you were just watching it on your phone.
I think that's very true. That's a very good point. I would love to know, like, what are the signs of, like, this girl's, like...
The signs with Jersey Jerry.
What are the signs of, like, oh, like, you know... Those people in Starbucks are just sitting there reading. Are they reading that shit? They're just fucking dripping.
No.
You don't think so?
I think some people.
A lot of girls are reading this shit, and I'm for it. I'm just saying. I just want to know.
I'm saying. I think a lot of the time that is, like, they bring a variety of things, and if it's the dirtier things, I feel like because they'll want to be tuned into it. They're usually going to be at home.
Okay.
Or true.
That public thing they do like.
Yeah, but that public thing, yeah. Absolutely.
Are you into that? Like, you know, like almost getting caught kind of thing?
No.
No?
I mean, like, it doesn't really turn a knob for me.
No?
No.
Like, you know, oh my God, let's fuck in the bathroom.
I know, oh my God, we could get caught. I would rather just not and have a good time.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
Is that too logical? I don't know.
No, I'm just saying. I feel like you have a kink in there somewhere, and I just want to find it. It's like
you want to find it.
It's just like when Stan, you know, finds his kink.
Something tells me you have some fucking freaky.
No, I don't either. We have to find it together.
No, no.
Yeah, of course, me. I'm the one who humps my couch and fucking...
You did fuck
I did
couch,
not fuck
man.
My couch. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
I'm just you saying.
Know, it's there, you know?
You like into ball gags and stuff?
No, I'm very basic. I don't like venturing outside. I'm like, you know this, and I'm like this about everything. I'm a one-trick pony, dude. Once I start doing something one way, I kind of just stick to it, and I'm okay with it.
I love that.
It's kind of like when you go out, and let's just say, even if it's food that you don't really know, you know it's not the highest quality, but it just does it for you.
Mm-hmm.
You'll still get it, even though you're like, you know what? I really don't want this, but because this is just what I've done, I'm okay with it. And I just kind of stick to the script. I stick to the status quo.
I like that. That's good. Yeah. And you know, you're a man who knows what he wants and likes. That's fucking great. I think people go their whole lives without knowing that.
I was thinking about this today, and I was talking to Wyatt about it. After, like, work in the recently, this isn't a joke. Like, I'm going to keep a very watchful eye, like a hawk, over finances. And the second, if I have to penny pinch, that's fine. I don't care. The second I am able to not be working, I'm not going to be working. I'm done. I'm not going to be 65 and retire. I'm not going to be 60. I'm not going to be 58. I the second there was enough to where I'm like, okay, wait, if I play my cards right here, I won't have to go to work, wake up for work again. I'm doing it. The second.
What year do you think that is?
I'm thinking 40s.
40s?
40s.
Fuck. See, that's very like, that does entice me. The problem is like, if you penny pinch too much, then it's like, then you can't really, like, oh, well, I only have this much for this year, so I can't take that trip this year or something, you know?
Oh, yeah, but you'd find ways to have put money over here in this S&P or whatever the case may be. So over time, you still have a little bit extra making it for you. I'm saying if I play my cards right, at a certain point, I'm just pulling the
ball. These last few weeks have been rough for you, huh?
Well, I thought about this fucking at my last job for that, too.
Yeah.
Just saying. I'm fucking done, dude. I'm saying I've seen a lot. Like today, I went back to my old job. That fucking dude I was talking about, he was supposed to retire when I was there, which was like 6 years ago.
Didn't happen.
And he's like 68 years old.
Maybe he just likes being there.
No. you kidding me? He's like 68. He barely fucking walked, dude. And he's like, yeah, I should retire in about a year. I'm like, I will not do that. I will not do that. That will not be
me. That's like the mom
that,
saying her son's going to get out of jail.
The point is this right there. It's like, well, I don't want to be penny pinching. What if I don't have money for that trip that year? I don't care. The point is I don't want to be waking up fucking going to work. That's the point.
Do you think you'd get bored though? Like, what are you gonna do with
all
that time?
Absolutely not.
What are you gonna do with all that?
No. And if I'm not going on a trip, I don't care. I'll go count the blades of grass. I don't care. I'll do anything because it's all my time and I can do whatever the fuck I want with it. That's the point.
No, I respect
that. That is the whole point.
I think
the whole point is like I randomly wake up one of these days. I'm like, fuck, like 3 weeks have gone by and I haven't even really thought a thought. And it's just like, it's just a blur. It's just a blur of work. I'm just like, fuck, that's the point. It not being that. That's the whole point.
I get that.
Yeah. I'm just a fucking robot, dude. I'm like a fucking Roomba right now.
You're just a sheep in the system, man.
Yes, sir, please. Yes, so what can I do for you? Ooh. Oh, yes, sir. It's just like, fuck.
Man. You're going to snap, dude. You're gonna snap. We got this. You talked about killing people the last few
podcasts.
I did
talk about killing people, dude.
Dude, Z's going on his rampage season.
I'm not... Ew. Rampage season.
Z's entered
dude,
demon
okay,
mode.
Okay, if you were a piece of shit, I mean... No conscience, no self-awareness. Do you think, in my mind, no, just bear with me. In my mind, business-wise and money-wise, if you are like that, that's probably the best thing for making money.
Oh, you could take
advantage. If you're just a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So in that sense, do you have any unethical life hacks or work hacks that you've thought of? Are you telling me you never thought of one day? You know how you could fuck someone over? You know what I thought?
Yeah.
Like you were like kind of like a lazy piece of shit kind of thing. What can I get the most for doing fucking nothing?
Yeah.
And kind of taking advantage of people. Do you have any thoughts?
Dude, there's so much fucking shit. I mean, if your employer trusts you, I mean, obviously they don't trust you if you're a piece of shit, but yeah, you could do a lot of bad shit and probably get away with it. I mean, but I've also never called in sick. So like I've I don't know if it's in me.
You're stuck in the matrix.
Yeah, a little bit. Fuck. I kind of just got out. Fuck.
I know what I would do.
What?
My unethical life hack?
Yeah, tell me.
It's very fucked up.
Tell me.
And maybe I've thought about it too much.
You're going to snap, man. It's happening.
No, it's okay. You have Can I be honest? It is foolproof in a way.
Tell me.
It's very fucked up. Okay, this is what you do. You look up homes in your area or closest ones that house dementia patients. Okay. You go apply at said place temporarily. It's all front. You go work at these places. You then meet the elderly that you'd be working with. You'd be changing their clothes, cleaning their sheets, blah, blah, blah.
Say
all that,
they did
all that
something
shit.
To you.
No. You use AI generated videos and pictures. You with that person walking in the park. You have them eating dinner, celebrating birthdays with them, and they're not going to know the difference in AI generated video and a picture. And then you show it to them, like, oh my God, I know this guy. I know this guy. And then they're like, oh my God, he's so close to me. Oh, look at all these pictures of us. Oh, look at us at the Golden Gate Bridge. And then all this time, and then bam, they write you in their will. Bam, bam, cash in. Next person comes in, next wave, bam, 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 bam.
That's smart.
It's fucked up, but AI is very good these days.
Dude, they're old people. Just cut them out in Photoshop and throw them on a picture with you in someone.
Well, if you do AI, you don't even have to fucking Photoshop. You just fucking insert picture, bam, done.
Where's the nearest dementia place around here? You know, don't you?
I don't know. I have no idea.
When you start volunteering, I'm going to be very suspicious, all right? You're going to be like, actually, I'm volunteering tonight.
What are you doing? I'm falling disease, going to a soup kitchen, and I have suspicions. Yeah.
If I went to a soup kitchen, you'd have suspicions.
I wouldn't mind doing some volunteer work.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Come join the Eats.
Not that. Not on my own accord. I wouldn't mind doing some volunteer work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think you'd be good at? Chopping wood for the elderly lady who burns it.
I mean, going down to a food bank or something like that. Like, hey, let's help them prep food for super homeless.
You
or something
do like cooking.
Yeah. That's what I was talking about.
But what if they don't want you to cook it the way you want to cook it?
Well, it doesn't matter. They're homeless. They don't have any food.
I'm saying.
It doesn't matter how I cook.
There's going to be managers there. Like, hey, you know, you got to cook it this way. You're like, no, it should be medium rare.
Well, they shouldn't fight me for creative control, but.
Here it goes.
We should get together and find the best recipes. The
whole place shuts down, L&I and everything. And you're like, I went there to make something good. No one's eating now. Fuck.
I have the best intentions in mind for this place. You guys
are
starting to
stick
into the script. Budget cuts.
You know what? You know,
big business is on the attack against the little guys.
You know what I see is you're gonna somehow get to that point at 40 where you don't have to work anymore. And you're gonna get bored, go down to the soup kitchen, and it's just gonna be a work. Yeah. You're gonna be like, honey, I'm stressed. It's like they didn't have enough pudding, and it's oh my God.
Yeah, maybe.
What's up with old people and pudding? Is because they don't have teeth.
It's because it's easy to eat.
Yeah, no fucking teeth.
Remember that from Hangover Part 2? He's like, stew is jaw, and it's soft rice that's like very gummy and gooey,
and it's like
they feed
to
old
peasants.
People. Yeah, well, it's served to old people because it's like flavorless and easy to eat.
Yeah, it was a big diss.
And yeah, I know.
It was the best. It was a decent diss for not
stew
really knowing the language.
Is Joe.
Everyone's like, yeah, who's Joe? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm worried about you. Are you going to snap?
You're worried about me.
You're going to snap, man. I'm here for it. I think we're going to snap at the same time. Even though you're 2 years older than me, I think we are.
I don't think so.
Maybe we'll snap. It's like Thanos snapping. We're going to snap
I don't think I'm going to snap. I think I'm just awake.
I'm awake.
I'm just awake.
Yeah, just awake to the bullshit.
I don't sleep. I dream.
I've looked at Nancy Pelosi's E-Trade, and now I'm awake.
Dude, you see those guys on Instagram? I get like, and it's weird because after we talked about Nancy Pelosi, and now I get these like videos I see on my reels. Mm-hmm. And this guy, like multiple people have like these, their whole trading thing is, hey, buy my thing, blah, blah, blah. And my strategy is I just follow all the politicians and I just buy their shit. And I'm like, okay, if that's the case, why the fuck do I need to pay you?
Can you just like look up what they're doing though? Is it public?
Yeah. A lot of it is public, yes.
But they probably go through all these other little LLCs and businesses. Like, how do you figure out which one is them?
But then again,
that's why you buy his $100 course.
It is public knowledge, but I'm saying my question is, but does that go public when it's too late? Probably. This is my question. Is like when you're able to see it. Oh, this person bought this.
You need like a real time.
I'm assuming. Yeah, you need a real time. I'm assuming when you actually can go online and see it, that when they bought, the price has already changed. Probably.
I want to see how far back that call was. It's like I'm gonna buy this in 2 weeks and 6 days at 1 p.m. I'd like to, you know, buy $2 million worth. I want to see how far back that was, and it hits perfectly. It's like, you scumbag.
Yeah, that's probably what it is, basically.
Do you see that fucking someone put on, like, Reddit, and they literally typed in, they were like, hi, so I don't think this is insider trading, but I did know this, and I heard this about something, so I did buy the stock, and then I got a lot of money from it. Am I going to get in trouble? And then someone commented, is like, you just admitted to it. Like,
yeah, you don't talk about dumbass. It. You just, and then when they ask you, you'd be like, I don't know, it just felt right.
So, like, why wouldn't... So say you and I worked at like some big corporation, you know, it's like publicly traded, but different ones. Why wouldn't I just like tell you to be like, do this and split it with me? Like, couldn't we just do that?
That's what they do.
Oh.
It's literally what they do.
Well, we needed one of us
in
a big corporation.
That's literally what they do. And guess what? Like, stuff like that is untraceable. What are you going to say? I think I allege that this fucking guy told this guy the news, then this guy told this person, and it's like this person... The third party they just told to tell them, a messenger, how are they going to connect them to the original
person?
Dude,
I would love to pass you something like that, but like, you know, in like a briefcase when it's raining, we have to meet up at the underpass, and or like not even a briefcase, we just go up and I just whisper something.
I've always wanted to do the piece of paper slide across the desk.
And then slide it back
all
and
right,
you burn it.
How much do you want?
Yeah. Right where you're sitting. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Well, we're at 30.
We are?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Time flies when you're having fun.
Oh, we didn't talk about... I want to talk about one thing.
Yeah.
Castration. So, I've always thought about
it's
this.
When they cut your balls off, right?
Dick. Is it dick and balls or just dick? I'm assuming just dick.
No, it's just balls. Well,
it's just balls? So, you just have a fucking antenna there?
Yeah. Castration is... Because, like, you know, if you're... I don't think they do it anymore, but, like, sexual predators had an option to go to prison or be castrated because then you won't have... hormones anymore and you won't ever get that urge.
So does that, does that, so you don't get horny
because to the balls.
So that means, so let's just say you're castrated. You go out, there's a girl all over you.
You're not going to have that feeling.
I know, but like, so you're just going to be like, bitch, get away from me.
Kind of, I guess. Right?
Like you wouldn't have that visual. So like, you know how you could not be hard, but you can still be like, nice.
Yeah.
You still wouldn't have that.
But
urge.
You know, that like feeling of like, you know, we're gonna get it on. Like, it's just not there.
I guess, yeah.
I think that comes from the balls.
Well, it does, because that has your sperms. My sperms.
Your sperms. Well, I think it's the testosterone, right?
That, well, that too, that. Yeah. It has. So, but I'm saying, my curiosity is to that urge, to what extent does that affect? Is it just the clear sexual, like, gotta go, I gotta fuck this?
It's gotta affect a lot of things. You'd think, like, even drive of getting, I mean, testosterone
energy,
affects a
energy,
ton of shit.
Yeah.
Because you remember the, is it low T? And then, you know, it's like the black and white, the guy's like, I'm tired. And then he gets the shot, and then he's, like, playing baseball with his son in the yard and shit.
Every time I think about testosterone, I think of Alex Jones. They're turning the frogs gay!
Oh, fuck. Yeah, you lose your shit.
Because so you still have a cock.
It was an option for like, I swear it was an option for like sexual predators at one point.
Maybe back in like the 60s.
Yeah. Which back then, you know, they probably just snip.
Back then they never got caught anyways.
Yeah. Back then it's just like snip and then carterize it or something. I don't fucking
or
know.
Or the chemicals.
When
dip it like chips and salsa and some acid or something.
Dude, when you get your, you know, your fucking shit snipped, are you going to like watch or help or not?
I don't know. Actually, that's a great segue into what I was thinking. What happens? So when you get a vasectomy, I've heard it affects people differently. Dupe said his was not a big deal, a little discomfort for a couple days. Not a big deal.
Dupe went to work. Like,
I know, yeah. He said it wasn't that bad. Other people out of commission for
like
5-6 days. Yeah. And it was very painful. But my question is, when you reverse it, how the fuck do they do
reversing
that?
Reversing it?
So it's what? It's tied in a knot once and they join it back together.
So I actually talked to a coworker right after it got done, and he told
reversed?
Me, not reversed, oh. But how it happened.
Because I heard reversing is very fucking painful.
It's also very hard, depending on how they did it the first time. Yeah. So literally, this is crazy, and it makes me like cringe to think about. But he said, remember when I said, would you watch or help?
I wouldn't watch, no. Well, you're numb, right?
Yeah, so...
I'm just holding back.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Literally, so his balls are sitting there. The guy makes an incision. He can't feel it. And then there's, like, this tube thing that he, like, pulls out.
Oh!
And so then when he went to grab the scissors, like, my coworker, like, held the tube thing there. And he's like, do you want to snip it? He's like, sure. Then snipped it. And then they carterize both ends. It goes back in. They sew it up and done.
So how do they... how do they put it back together? They can't fucking weld it.
I'm going to guess like, okay, so say you have two wires, you know, and the ends are kind of fucked up.
Butt connector.
That's where I'm going. Yeah.
A butt connector, so, like two wires.
So you cut the fucked up edges on and then join them back together, right?
And then cinch them down with this end, cinch them down with this end.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Yeah, in a way.
You just got a butt connector in there?
In a way, I guess that's the only way.
Because like the burnt edges.
But these lines, if you will, a butt connector is just the wire still sits on each end. It's not conjoined.
I'm not saying actually a butt connector, but I'm saying you just put them together. You just put them together and then probably just wrap it up and let them, because you probably cut it again.
It's kind of like when you have a really deep cut in your skin, and then when the skin pushes together, it automatically starts to seal.
So the burnt edges, you cut them, put them back together, and then maybe like staple it or whatever the fuck.
That's
and then let them heal.
Staple it.
Or just like let them touch and then let them heal. And then if anyone's having a vasectomy, you know, let us know how that works. I know girls getting their tubes tied is like 10 times worse.
Yeah, I've heard like that.
That's like, you know, they just like do a little fucking, like, you know, like they're tying their shoe or something, right?
Yeah, bunny goes in the hole or something like that around the tree.
How does that, like, what if the knot's not tight enough and it's like, oh, egg got
through. Oh, I didn't double knot it. It's just lopping around in there. Now you got a box of ramen in your stomach.
Yeah, you're fucking running like, ah, I gotta get him retied.
Oh, like, God. You know. So is it a little tiny tube essentially that runs?
I think it's
like a vein kind of thing.
You know the diagram of the
not wings, but
yeah, what kind of goes out? Those little tubes drop.
I'm not talking
eggs.
About the girls. I'm talking about the dudes. Like, oh. It's just one.
Because the thing is, you
master switch here.
Yeah, because you still shoot though.
You still shoot. They're just blanks. They're just blanks.
Yeah, that's what Dupe always said. He's like, I'm just shooting blanks. I would always get it checked first before I start shooting blanks.
Yeah, you never know.
That's also another weird
thing. So do fertilized ones, it's kind of like when you have a gun and there's one in the chamber still. Is there, right after that, is there still some fresh ones in there that could...
I think you're supposed to eject you know.
Discharge it first.
Yeah, exactly. And then, in the ground or in a Kleenex. Yeah. Dude, the thing is... about those fucking sperm things, though, it's like you just go into this bathroom and they're like, yeah, I want you to jerk off in this cup.
Like, dude, if they were really smart, they'd have like a Vietnamese happy ending place in there, dude.
That'd be smart. Yeah, that'd be way smart. Cash only. Yeah. But I think you can, if you're close enough to the hospital, have your partner do it beforehand. Then you just like take the cup in.
Well, how long can you keep sperm? Because people freeze it. So are you telling me you couldn't come in a cup? And then throw it in the freezer and then just...
And just pack a cooler to the place?
Yeah.
Yeah, your fucking Snap-on cooler, dude? Yeah. Your little igloo?
Yeah, you just take it.
Dude, like, at the backpack cooler?
I'm saying, they freeze embryos, they freeze people's samples and shit, and then, like, because, like, parents, especially, like, wealthy people, if they're not sure, like, well, we don't know if we want heirs or whatever the fuck to our fortunes, and they freeze their... And then when they say they give the go-ahead...
And then they fertilize it. They mix them in a tube and just go.
I'm saying, so... Can't do that. Can't have a cumsicle.
Like say you and your future wife couldn't have kids and it was your fault. Who are you asking?
God.
I'm asking
the man upstairs.
If the second coming's happening, it's not going to happen.
Nice.
It's not going to be through your eye. Who are you going to ask?
We've already had this conversation.
We have? Is it me?
I don't think I'd want a kid that bad that I'm going to ask you. That was fucked up. I'm sorry.
That was really fucked up. Wow.
I'm just kidding, dude. Yeah, I'd ask you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'd ask you.
Like, would...
But because you're deeper and you're a little more emotional, I think that you would have a weird thing with the child.
I wouldn't tell.
You wouldn't be able to...
I think I'd put off the vibe, though, of just like, hey, like, I know you.
Hey, I'm a cool guy. Yeah. Like, me and you, man.
So, okay, in this is obviously like 30 years, future wife. Do I get to do the whole experience, or are you making me like turkey baste it?
Well, the turkey baster has been proven.
So I got to do the whole thing, right?
No, it's usually done. People do surrogacy all the fucking time.
I know. I'm saying, do I got to come in a cup?
People only do the real fucking thing when they're broke with no insurance.
Oh, okay.
But now that if you want to that bad, no, you could take her and the kid.
If it was a joke, no.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I would. Okay, obviously, all jokes aside, I wouldn't actually 30 years from now fuck your wife.
Well, it's okay. But that's all right. That's all right.
No, what I am saying...
It'd be an honor.
No, of course, but not in this
scenario. Of course, that's a given.
What I am saying is, though, I think I'd take her on a date first, and then we'd go to the hospital and have them do it. Like, you know, I'd be like, hey, you know, you're going to hold my kid. Like, you know, let's make sure we know each other.
You're way too... See, you're too soft, too emotional. Just get it done. Don't take to dinner. Don't drag it out. You know what you're doing. Get the business done.
I think maybe the, like, knowing what's going to happen next at dinner... You know, it's like, yeah. A little part of me is going to be inside of you.
Yeah, but I'd let you do it. I mean,
thank you. I would choose you as well.
And then it would be very beneficial for me because then I'd have two incomes for the child.
We're signing the papers, dude. I ain't fucking just going to be like, here's my gum and bye. If I needed it, I would choose you. I would let you do whatever route you wanted.
And then if the marriage failed, we could just... get married and then we
how about you and I sign dude but what we do okay so say I need the kid and you have to do it what I do is just be like in the papers it's actually just signing it to her and not either of us so then it's like we're scot-free. I feel like you'd be a little weird about around the kid too though.
No
you're just gonna be like that's my flesh and blood. I don't give a shit. Something's gonna pop up. When you see him first throw his first fastball, you know,
well,
you're at his little
if it's 90, then my attitude will change.
Oh, my God.
He throws 90. My kid.
Yep, that's
my
mine.
Kid. That's mine.
I'm taking him back. All right, well, we're at 40.
All right. Well, thanks, guys, for listening. We don't really got anything for you, so
yep.
See you next week.
And see you.
Rowdy up in here.